Governor Christie says that despite the scandals engulfing his administration, New Jersey is doing just fine. Thank you very much.
The state of our state is good, and it is getting better.
In his State of the State address last week, Christie painted a positive picture: lower unemployment and more jobs, all with a promise not to raise taxes. But a new report from the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says New Jersey ranks last in the nation for fiscal health. The state estimates it needs more than $100 billion to cover its future pension and health care costs for retired workers. And Eileen Norcross, a senior researcher at the center, says it probably needs a lot more than that.
The size of this liability is massive, and it's going to only get larger in the coming years as the benefits they pay out are going to exceed the assets in the fund.
Basically, the money available to future workers is getting smaller, and the state's debt is getting bigger. Norcross says it's like when you pay just a little bit on a credit card bill, so you have a bigger balance due next month. The debts go back decades, and while Christie has made moves to reform retiree benefits, Norcross says the state must do much more. The governor is expected to release his budget next month. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.